You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. Today we're talking Cubs baseball, and we bring in our Cubs reporter for MLB.com, Carrie Muscat. Carrie, the Cubs are in the hunt for some rotation help with free agents Jake Arrieta and John Lackey. What's the likelihood Arrieta returns to the team, though?
Well, I wish I knew. They met with Darvish, I know, in December. They have been in touch with Arrieta's agent, and I really think that the holdup there is just obviously terms. You know, the Cubs perhaps and Arrieta's agent just don't quite agree in terms of the length of contract, in terms of the money, and there's just a standoff. Now, the Cubs feel pretty good about their pitching, so if they went into camp without making a change, I think they'll be okay. But I know they'd really much prefer to add another starter, whether it's Arrieta, Darvish, Alex Cobb, whoever. As far as Lackey, I'm not sure what he's up to. He told us that he wasn't really going to announce his retirement. He was just going to ride off into the sunset. When I've asked General Manager Jed Hoyer about him, all I hear is that they think that Lackey still wants to pitch. But I think until Darvish gets settled, I think all the other pitchers are kind of on hold.
How do you feel like Darvish would fit into this role?
I think he would fit in well because he wouldn't come here having to be the number one guy. He wouldn't have to be the ace. They already have that in John Lester. So, and he wouldn't even have to be like the number two guy. He could be, you know, they've got Kyle Hendricks and Jose Quintana who've done pretty well too. So if he came here, he wouldn't have, you know, the pressure to deal with, you know, like being a number one. A lot of pitchers sort of, it takes a while to get used to that. And I did a little interview with Chris Jimenez, who's a non-roster invitee, and he was Darvish's catcher in Texas. And he told me that, you know, Darvish is just trying to figure out what to do and told his advice to Darvish is do what's best for you. And I think deep down, you know, it seems to me that if Darvish is waiting this long, he's either not getting the terms or not getting the team that he wants.
So you mentioned that you talked to Chris Jimenez. His outlook was that he was not brought in to the Cubs, you know, basically as a way to also then lure in Darvish. Why does he feel that way, whereas, you know, a lot of other people feel the opposite?
Yeah, I think other people feel the opposite because it's been a slow offseason and we're looking for a story. I think it's more that than anything else. He said he's pretty much looking out for himself, you know, and that's one of the reasons he signed with Chicago. People have to remember he has a relationship with Joe Maddon and Jim Hickey, who's the new pitching coach, from their days in Tampa Bay. And he said that had a lot to do with it. And he'd actually talked. What I thought was interesting was that Chris said he'd actually talked to Joe about possibly joining the Cubs and getting reunited with Maddon during the 2016 World Series because Jimenez was then on the Indians roster. So, you know, he's been kind of thinking about this for a while. It has nothing to do with Darvish. I think, you know, the days of John Lester, David Ross package deals, those are over. And although I thought Chris was, he's trying to have fun with this, you know, saying that they were going to build a statue of him outside Wrigley if Darvish did sign. But really, he's not the bait. He's just the catcher hoping to get a job. And nothing's guaranteed for him either, but he's hoping to get a job as a backup catcher.
Speaking of backup catchers, Miguel Montero was just signed to a minor league deal with the Nationals. What are the Nationals getting there? And I guess he'll compete for a backup job in spring training.
I think the Nationals are getting a great catcher, personally. The only reason that Miggy is no longer with the Cubs is one of Miggy's best traits is that he's very honest, and he wasn't happy with an outing that Jake Arrieta had, and he said so. And that didn't sit well with management, and it didn't sit well with the team, and I can understand why they made their move. But on the other hand, Miggy can still catch, so there's no problem there. He's smart. He gets along well with the catchers. I mean, he and Jake, after their little tussle in, not tussle, but, you know, they had a little spat in Washington, they made up right away. So it's not it's me. He's not a bad guy. I also know that he's really spent a lot of time this off season getting in shape. He likes to do yoga, so hopefully the Nationals people can ask him about that, and that's really helped him in terms of flexibility and continuing to play at his age.
All right, sounds good, and it'll be interesting to see what his future holds there. When the Cubs
I wish you guys were here because I'm outside of Wrigley right now, and the Zamboni just finished clearing the ice. They have a little ice skating ring, and it's really very wintry nice and very nice.
Oh,
but,
cool!
Makes me long for spring training. That's for sure.
I know.
All right, sorry,
we're getting closer and closer. That's the craziest part about it.
So
when the Cubs look around and see the moves being made in the division, the Brewers adding Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, maybe starting pitching, the Cubs adding Luke Gregerson and Ozuna. What type of impact does that have on the Cubs?
Well, what General Manager Jed Hoyer said the other day was that they're not ever going to react to what their other teams did. They learned that lesson when they were with the Red Sox and had to watch the Yankees making all these moves and signing all these players. You know, they're really focused on just the Cubs. They knew going into this offseason they needed to improve their pitching. They added quite a few names to the bullpen. You know, they also added Tyler Chatwood. I had one American League executive tell me he thought the Cubs won the offseason as soon as they got Chatwood and Morrill. So that was kind of a nice, they're not sexy picks. They're not the big time headline picks, but they're the type of guys that could really help the team. And I think that's what they're hoping for.
All right, sounds good. By the way, MLB Network has the shredder that they were talking about, and they were picking the top catchers in the game, and they called Wilson Contreras the third best catcher in Major League Baseball right now. What makes him such an impact player?
Well, one, it's his arm. I mean, the guy's got just a rocket for an arm. And two, it's his energy, which I'm not sure will show up ever on any stat sheet. But I've had talked to Kyle Hendricks at the Cubs convention. He told me that no one has any idea how much Wilson Contreras has meant to him as a catcher, working with him, just in terms of receiving, in terms of calling the pitches, in terms of keeping him, you know, focused on what he's doing. Wilson's got a long ways to go. He's still young, but the tools are there. And I just think that the more games that he gets under his belt, the more experience he gets, just the better he's going to be.
Hey, Kerry, one last thing before we let you go. I want to ask you about their opening day rotation. If for some reason they don't add another starter, what's their opening day rotation going to look like?
Well, I can give you four, maybe five. It would be, I would guess that Lester, just out of seniority, unless they decide to go Kyle Hendricks, but Lester, Kyle Hendricks, Jose Quintana, Tyler Chatwood, and then the fifth guy maybe could be Mike Montgomery if they don't add somebody else. There was talk at the end of the year that Montgomery would start in spring training to get stretched out, but then he would continue to be a long man. But I think if they don't add another pitcher, they might decide to put Montgomery in the rotation.
All right, sounds good. And you feel comfortable, or they feel comfortable with this rotation going into the season?
Well, I think in a perfect world, in their perfect world, they'd add another starter, because those five are good, but they don't really feel like they have depth. And if they could add another starter, then you can put Montgomery in the bullpen, and then he could be a swing man and start if needed. So I think in a perfect world, they would add one more person. I mean, pitchers and catchers have their first workout February 14th. That's not too far from now. They got to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Kerry, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy your tour of Wrigley. That's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, it's. I feel like I should go ice skating, though. They just cleaned off the ice. It looks very pristine. But
that's
I think
awesome.
I'd probably hurt myself. All right, never mind. Thank you.
Thanks, Kerry. That's going to do it for us here on MLB.com Extras, our Cubs edition. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, so make sure you stay tuned.